hallelujah. If we could put up the altar of incense. The altar of incense is the third piece of furniture in the holy place. And what strikes me about the altar of incense is that twice a day, the priest burned at the altar of incense. It was something that was supposed to offer a sweet-smelling savor to the Lord, where outside of the temple, you could smell the sacrifice, the blood of the animals, the yuck of the day, the hard things that we went through, the difficulties of life. Inside the holy place, twice a day, you would walk in and you could smell that sweet aroma. And it reminded you of God's sweet presence, of His goodness, of His mercy. And for us, that incense represents our emotions. That incense represents the very part of our soul that becomes closest in connection to God. It is our emotions. And I can tell you, there are days when I feel so weighted by my emotions. I feel so heavy by my emotions. It's not that I've done anything that I need to sacrifice. It's not that I have committed any sort of sin that I need to bring the bull. The cow is not mooing in my backyard, but I feel so much just because of living. Just living does that. But because if I'm burning continually, if I'm letting my prayers be continual for God, He turns it from being something that burdens into something that's fragrant. And I think to myself, I am a very emotional person. And it's not that I can cry at the drop of the hat. In fact, I'm quite the opposite. When I was younger, I would say, I hate crying. I hate it. I didn't like it because I didn't like feeling that vulnerability. I wanted to hold and have composure, and I hated it when I felt myself losing control. But you see, when smoke is going in the air, it doesn't go up in a perfect way. When you see smoke fill a room, it curls and it loops and it goes everywhere. And there's nothing to capture it, and it doesn't go through a filter, but it just fills the room. Smoke fills every part of the room. I'm sure all of you have smelled incense before. It's strong. There are different types of incense, and it gives a different fragrance, but no matter what kind of incense you use, it's just like one little stick. And the entire room, you can tell someone was burning incense. When I am allowing my praise, when I am allowing my emotions to connect with the Lord, Everyone should be able to smell it. Everyone should be able to know I'm burning incense. It shouldn't be something that you go, Sheena, are you right with God? You should be able to smell it. I should be able to look at you and you should be able to see in me she's burning something. She's doing something. She's connecting. I should be able to burn at that table, not just twice, but continually burning because I am so full. Because if I'm not burning, I'm being burnt up. The world in the end is going to burn. Revelation says it will burn. It won't be flooded. It will burn. We are supposed to burn before it burns. We should be able to walk past people and you go, I smell something. I smell something. In you, I smell something on you, something different. I can. What is that about you, your family? Oh God, let us burn a sweet aroma to you this morning. Let us sacrifice a praise. Oh God, all across this room, Jesus, let us be a sweet aroma. Shaya rokoshanda. Oh God, right now let your presence be made known unto us. You are holy, oh God. We praise your name. Maria Kondara Yasito Lololo Moshaya. And you may say to yourself, I don't have anything sweet to offer. I don't have anything pleasant right now. Everything in my life has been hard. I've had so much bitter. There's been so much in my life. It's bitter. The Old Testament shows us when little Hadassah came to be prepared to go before the king. And her name was changed to Esther. She spent 6 months in bitter. 6 months in bitter. Before she had 6 months of sweet. But that combination of the bitter with the sweet gave such a wonderful fragrance to the king that he knew, you are one of mine. You've been called out and chosen with the mixture of the bitter with the sweet. The aroma is so pleasant to me. Don't for one moment despise the bitter that you go through, because when you're doing bitter with God, he will use it as a sweet savor aroma. He will use it as a sacrifice of praise. All the bitter that you go through, you can burn that before. before the Lord, and it fills his nostrils with joy. Arrokosha, raise your hands right now to the Lord and praise his name. I feel in the Holy Ghost right now that some of you came to DCD in prison. I feel right now that some of you were locked in jail in shackles. But God right now is saying, if you will burn that to me, it will be a sweet savor. I am the God who unlocks the doors. In this dark place, I am the God of deliverance. Even for this, I have the key. Laying aside every weight. Shay aroko sandarara masataya. Reane asaya mokosha. Right now, receive the keys to your victory. Shay aro sandarara mash. Woo! Opening some doors. Receive what you need in the Holy Ghost right now. Shaya roko shaya sepesita. Yes! Yes! Saro shahas. Shanara kasara siya yobo shaya. God is offering liberation today. Don't stay in your jail. He's saying, burn it, burn it, burn it. Sharasanarakashaya. Everyone stand in the room. Right now we're going to offer a thanksgiving to the Lord. We're going to do it in unity. Lord, thank you for your sweet spirit within. Thank you for your daily benefits, for your kindness, for your goodness, for your mercy. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I love you. I adore you. I bless you. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you. Blessed be the name of the Lord for strength and healing and hope and joy and peace. Now lift your hands to the Lord and praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Revelations, it says that there are golden vials filled with odors, and it's the prayers of the saints. Now is the time, if there ever was a time, when we have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to burn it all to you. I'm going to burn it all to you. There's nothing that I'm going to hold back. But for my emotions to be clean, I'm going to burn it all to you. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise one more time. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. What is beautiful is that as we get through the altar of incense, we're not finished. That's when we can go through the veil. But you see, the veil, not just anyone could go through the veil. It was only the high priest who could go through the veil. But you see, the veil, it's Jesus. That's why when he died, it was rent. And so through Jesus, we have access into the Holy of Holies. So no longer can we just enter only part of the tabernacle, but we become the tabernacle, and we can have his very presence dwelling in us. Oh, Shaya Boko Shada Rosaya Kasai. Irosaya Rosaya. Let's thank the Lord right now for the veil. Akonoko Shaya Rasira Rosaya. Oh, thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Akoshaya. And you see, we miss it. Simply saying we believe in Jesus and that he is God is not enough. We miss it if we don't take the next step. Because I have to believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. That he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. And you see, if I'm seeking God, then everything that I do is filtered through my search for him. I don't just go to my job and type on the keyboard. I'm saying, Jesus, you're here in what I'm doing. Jesus, you're here when I'm loving on my family. Yes, yes. Jesus, you're here when I'm putting my children to bed. Jesus, you're here when I'm getting dressed in the morning. Jesus, you're here in my routine because I'm diligently seeking him. So that then there is nothing that should be separating me. from the love of God. And that's what the veil is all about. Having access to the love of God. Because God is what? Love. So we have no love if we don't have God. He is that love. He is that love. Anything less is not love. You may say, I feel so deficient today. I don't feel that I can give anything today. Have you stepped in love? Have you stepped through the veil? Have you gotten into the Holy of Holies? I can give love when I have it to give, but I can't give any if I have not received. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I believe some of you have come to DCD and you felt deficient in love. I'm telling you right now, the God of love is here to fill you up. Everyone stand to your feet and worship the Lord right now and say, God of love, fill me right now. God of love, fill me right now. Fill me to overflowing. Oh,
Yeah, I can't get you, man.